organization, Hands Off Iberville. We've been fighting for public housing as long before Katrina, during Katrina, and we continue afterwards. We demand, first, that all the public housing residents be able to return, the right of return, particularly in places like Iberville Housing Development that did not get any water in. People can move back immediately. We have done our own tour of the facilities. People can move back. This is an international human rights issue. Working class, particularly black, African-American people need to be able to return to the city. There is a concerted effort by powerful interests in this city and in this country nationally to keep, to ethnically cleanse this city. We say the public, black public housing residents should be able to return. Secondly, for the housing that is not viable in public housing or in Section 8, emergency housing in New Orleans. We call on Ms. Morales, President Bush's liaison, representative here in this city, to make available emergency FEMA housing in the city of New Orleans. Not in Houston, Texas, not in Little Rock, Arkansas, not in Lincoln, Nebraska, but in New Orleans, Louisiana. Furthermore, jobs should be provided for the residents here in New Orleans. There should be an affirmative action program for New Orleans residents to get the jobs, to clean up our city, to rebuild our city. That's what we call on. And we also denounce Ms. Morales' boss, Alphonse Jackson, who said, New Orleans will be a less black city. The role that the HUD is playing in not providing the housing here is guaranteeing that prophecy will be carried out, is guaranteeing that ethnic cleansing will be carried out. We say to Mr. Jackson, you send that to him, and to his boss, George W. Bush, that we demand housing here in the city of New Orleans for working class people. And we don't want, particularly the Iberville Housing Development, to be given over to HRI, who destroyed the St. Thomas Development. Only a handful of the former residents are there. That area wasn't flooded. Where did those residents go? Lower Ninth Ward, New Orleans East. Now what they did to St. Thomas, they're trying to do for all the public housing. And we let to the world know, because this is an international human rights issue, that we will not stand for ethnic cleansing in the city of New Orleans.
Go ahead, Nadine. Just say one thing.
First of all, thank you for your comments. I know that we met with you personally prior to Katrina and a group of your clients that were with you in your group. We thank you for your comments. The only correction that I might have is that you mentioned that Iberville sustained absolutely no damage. There is an assessment that we have to do in Hano to be responsible for those residents. And that assessment includes letting insurance adjusters and various parties to view those properties before we are allowed to just open up the property for reoccupancy. That is a process that any homeowner or anybody that has gone through a hurricane has to go through. We were not allowed, we were told by our insurance adjusters not to move a thing, not to touch a thing, until they came in and did their assessments. They have since done those assessments, and we're moving into the next phase, which is a thorough evaluation, unit by unit, of who can move back, not just at Iberville. We're doing it at every site in this city. The thing now is that there are certain things that we control and certain things that we don't. We do not control the utility. We do not control the infrastructure that may have been damaged. We are committed to our residents, but we are committed to bring them back to a safe environment, hazard-free, including contaminants, water, airborne, anything. We want to make sure that before we allow people to move back, that is not to say that in no way are we buying into this conspiracy theory at all. I think that we're just doing the most prudent thing as a housing authority before we let residents return. So I appreciate your comments, and we will take a lot of what you're saying into consideration. But we do believe we're doing the process, the due process that's needed to make sure that when residents do return, that they return to a safe environment.